morning, and welcome everyone to Live Dharma Sunday for February 1st, 2015. Koyo Kubose here. Oh, very, very glad you joined us. And as we welcome the new month of February in the great year of the sheep or ram in the Chinese animal zodiac calendar 2015. I'm not sure what sometimes they put in parentheses what year it is of the Chinese calendar. It's probably 3,500 years old or something like this, you know. It's amazing how different calendars there are in terms of keeping track of the years, Gregorian or lunar calendar or the Buddhist calendar. I think it's 25... 60 or something like that, you know, since the Buddha's birth. It gives us a perspective of how relative time is, as Einstein proved. So what are we going to do with that when we're always living in the eternal now? Yes, indeed, everyone. I'm calling on the road, so to speak, because I'm in Berkeley, California. It's about a four-hour drive north from our home in from the Bright Dawn Center in Coarse Gold, which is near Fresno. And Fresno is just about midpoint between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And, of course, the Bay Area, Berkeley, is right across the bay from San Francisco. And Berkeley is the home of University of California at Berkeley, where both my wife Adrienne and I matriculated back in the 60s, and so we're alumni. And, of course, Berkeley is where my wife Adrienne and her two sisters, Amy and Naomi, and their parents lived in Berkeley for over 50 years in the same house. And during the past few months, the Kimura sisters have been busy sorting and organizing the attic and garage in their home, Berkeley home where they grew up. Now that both parents are gone, they're getting the house ready to put on the market. and you can imagine the nostalgic experience of sorting through all kinds of old things. And it takes time because you come across an item and you go into some reverie and, oh, yeah, and this and that. And it's a bittersweet kind of experience. Well, I want to introduce our guest for a Dharma Glimpse this morning, and I may have introduced her in the past because all the past lay ministers are invited to give Dharma Glimpses for the show, and their turn comes around. Adrienne organizes the schedule, and whoever would like to join in and join the list and take their turn. And that's a great thing because it not only enriches our program, enriches your listening experience. There's nothing like hearing about somebody's experience, life experience, learning something, and particularly learning something about yourself, and you have to keep going. You know, life keeps going. You can't stand still. Reality is dynamic, right? We want to live in the past and have these nostalgic moments, but the past is happening now. Sometimes we think, well, the past is the past. It's etched in concrete and you can't change it. But another way of looking at it is if you re-experience, reinterpret, give a different meaning to the past now, the past has changed. The impact, the psychological reality of it is very fluid because it's always just now. to give us a Dharma glimpse is Stacy, Nico, Yo-Yo. That's your first three given names. And her first given name was Stacy, okay, and she was raised in Texas. And then she became interested in massage therapy, yoga, tai chi, these body-oriented systems of exercise, and somehow, and she was interested in Hawaiian culture. She lived in Hawaii for a while, and then somehow she got the nickname of the Japanese word for cat, which is Neko. And N-E-K-O. But her parents they mispronounced it when they see it, you know, spelled out. And they call her Niko instead of Neko. So that name stuck. So she was Stacy Niko. Then when she joined the lay ministry program here at Bright Dawn, she went through the two-year program, and she was inducted as a Bright Dawn lay minister in 2010 as part of our lay minister three group. I first met her in Hawaii a number of years ago, where she was associated with the Honganji in Hawaii. And I was there to speak at a conference, and as one of the extra events from that the conference organizers had planned was a Tai Chi session one morning for whoever was interested, conference attendees. And so I attended, and I was very impressed with this young lady. And of course, if you're going to be a body-oriented system person, whatever it is, you have to be fit. And it's nice to see a fit person. It kind of inspires you. You're not going to be inspired by it. You go to an exercise class and the instructor is, you know, out of shape and whatnot. So, but what was most impressive was her calm, patient attitude, teaching simple movements in front of the seniors, and you could tell, very accepting, open, not saying, come on, let's do this, come on, let's go, just, okay, a young person, right? Very gentle and calm. Wow, you know, as we went through the graceful movements. And it's a great way to wake up in the morning, to greet the day like that, and to slowly do a lot of stretching. Okay. Now, by the time she went through our lay ministry program, she had gone back. She had a yoga tai chi studio on the Big Island of Hilo for a number of years. Then she relocated back to Texas. And then she relocated back to the Chicago area, where Bright Dawn started. And we, Adrian and I, of course, I grew up there. And we were there for 25 years, where I was helping with my father's temple there and so forth. So she was right back onto my old stomping grounds. And she was starting a new venture in life to study music. So she went back to school, and this is her first love, music. And I might mention the music you heard at the beginning of this program, and she composed that melody, and it is her gift to Bright Dawn as our Bright Dawn theme song. What a wonderful, rich resources we have, and all the talents of our lay ministers. So she received a degree in AA degree in music, and then she went on to get a BA in business have to admire her continuing growth, personally and professionally. And she's in the suburbs, western suburbs of Chicago, completing her business degree as we speak. And when she finished and got her Bright Dawn induction, they're also, of course, given a Dharma name, which I gave her, Byo-yo. Yo, the second character, is for the sun, for Bright Dawn, and everyone has that. We're the lineage. We're the Yo lineage. And the first part of the character of the each Dharma name is more personalized. And, of course, for her, Yo is the Chinese pronunciation of the written character for Neko. So she's a cat son. Cat son, well, what does that image give rise to? Whatever a Dharma name is meant to inspire oneself, your name, you got to live up to your name. Be flexible. Be calm. Be stretched out, enjoying the warm sun like a cat might do. Okay? All relaxed and yet ready for action. You can read into it the meanings, whatever you want. Make it work for you. That's how to use one's Dharma name. You have to keep going in terms of continually finding new associations and new insights with your name for your own spiritual path. So let's hear what she has to offer today. Stacy Nicole Yo-Yo, please.
Good morning, and thank you for coming to Live Dharma Sunday. I've been thinking a lot about the past lately, and it seems like I have a need to assess and try to make sense of all the changes and choices that I've made in the past 20 years. Maybe I'm having a midlife crisis. I don't know what's going on with me. But it seems to all come down to acceptance. No matter how much I'd like to change some things in the past, I can't. And even if I could, those changes would unravel the good things that happened to me and benefit me now. Now, for those of you who are Trekkies out there, you're going to love this one. And for those of you who think Trekkies are some kind of hiking shoes, bear with me. In an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation, Captain Picard is laying on a table in sick bay with a phaser wound on his chest. Dr. Crusher is trying to save him, but his vitals are fading. The scene fades out, and the captain is standing in a white light where he sees a figure coming towards him in the distance. The figure looks angelic until he comes closer to reveal himself. Instead of a heavenly creature, it's Q. Uh-oh, now you know Picard is in trouble. You see, Q is here to tell him that he is dead and claims to be God. Story short, Captain Picard has died because of his artificial heart. You see, when he was much younger, he got into a bar fight with some Nausicaans and was impaled in the back with a knife that went straight through his heart. Captain Picard expresses remorse at having been so cocky and arrogant in his youth. He tells Q that if he had been more disciplined, he would not have had the artificial heart and would not have died from a random energy burst years later. Q gives Picard a chance to go back in time and change things. So then Captain Picard finds himself in the past on the day right before the fight. He does everything he can to avoid the fight, and in the end, he does avoid getting stabbed through the heart. When Q sends him back to the present, he finds that things are a little different than what he expected. You see, Captain Picard is no longer a captain of the Enterprise, but rather a lieutenant in the astrophysics department. When he tries to tell the senior officers that he wants to move into command, that in this version of his life, his personality is not the stuff the captains are made of. You see, Q tells him that his brush with death made his life come into focus and caused him to learn to take chances. That bolder, more arrogant trait led Picard down the path that eventually landed him in the captain's chair. Eventually, Q lets him go back again and allows the fight to happen. He then returns to his life and survives the disruptor blast after all. At the end of the episode, Captain Picard is talking with Riker in his ready room. He tells him that his life had many loose threads, but when he pulled on one of those threads, it unraveled the tapestry of his life. The moral of this story, let loose threads lie. Thank you so much for listening to my Dharma Glimpse, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much. That's a good nugget. Cold phrase, leave loose threads lie. Indeed, indeed. Or, you know, don't pull on them. If there's a little thread sticking out of your sweater or some clothing item of clothing you have on, you'll never pull it. Somehow we did learn this a long time ago. We'll get our scissors and we'll snip it off. We have to let go. If you try to grab something, you know, that has a past that led to this being loose like that, and you grab it, like we mentally grab things with our head, there's a thread line from our past. If you jerk it, indeed, the fabric of who we think, of how we expect things to be or should have been, we'll regret that, but so we have to, in a sense, let go. And that might be symbolized by just cutting the end off and letting go of that loose thread into the waste paper basket. Okay? And we cannot undo whatever the conditions were that led to that thread being loose like it was not supposed to be. So we have to accept that. And in a sense, cut our losses. You have to accept what's happened up to now and keep going forward. You know, I think those kind of things that have to do with time are conceptions, expectations. We don't have to victimize ourselves by time. Regrets of the past or fears of the future. It's all playing out right now. It's a mystery. Life is not a problem to be solved. It's a mystery to be lived, to be able to have a scissors in one's hand for any loose threads. That's a nice tool to have. Okay? And we're continually weaving the path of our lives. All kinds of threads are being sewed together in the fabric of our lives and our journey. It's a miracle. It's a wondrous thing. Huh? And we have to appreciate it on its own level. And there's going to be missed stitches in that fabric. Huh? And you know what? If you look back at what you're crocheting and there's a missed stitch, you cannot go back. You have to keep going. And for goodness sake, don't throw the whole thing away. Oh, I missed it. It's not perfect now. My scarf. Boy, if life teaches you anything, it's how to accept what happened and what you can't undo and keep going. And if you discover as you're wearing and using this scarf that there's some loose threads, as the Dharma Glyph said, just leave them lie or take your Dharma scissors and snip and keep going. That's all for today's broadcast. Until next time, keep going and you have a very beautiful, tricky day. Thank you.